Hi, I'm Scott Hansman. This is another episode of Azure Friday. We're here with Santosh Balasubramanian. How are you, sir?
Very good. How are you doing, Scott?
Very, very good. And we're talking about IoT as it relates to Azure Stream Analytics.
Exactly.
You got lots of devices creating lots of content and things.
Exactly. I want to show how easy it is to go from sensors to dashboards to alerts, all using our Azure stack.
Very cool.
I want
cool.
to show how you can do it in 10 minutes.
Let's go for it. Impress me.
All right. So what we have here is a weather shield.
Okay.
This weather shield actually is collecting the live temperature, humidity, and later I'll also show you the light in this room right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to show you is how I can go from here to a live dashboard, which is actually hosted on Azure websites, including alerts on top of it. So let's prove that this is true.
Okay.
Scott, do you want to lift it and blow onto it or see?
So what is this? What does this do? There's a temperature and
humidity.
Pressure, light, humidity?
Yep.
Bad breath.
You did have some alcohol today. No.
I did not.
So as you're seeing, as you're blowing into this,
that
you
is
see
live. Wow.
In real time, data is coming from this weather shield. And let me show you the rest of it, if you don't mind.
Please.
So from this weather shield, it's connected to an Arduino Uno board, which is connected to a Raspberry Pi. This Raspberry Pi is actually running Linux.
Hmm.
And we have code running on this Raspberry Pi, which is on GitHub, which transmits the sensor data, live sensor data, to Azure Event Hubs.
Okay.
So Azure Event Hubs is the way of getting all of this sensor data into Azure from thousands of your sensors. It's a publish-subscribe mechanism.
Right.
From here, we are taking this data, and what I'm showing you is just a live dashboard of how this data comes.
Mm.
But, you know, if we were doing the building monitoring for the sensor, right, you could have thousands of these sensors. You're not going to view each one of them. What you might want to do is do something like, I want to see the average temperature of the building, correct?
Mm.
So let me show you what we provide on Azure in order for you to do these computations very easily. Here is an example. I am having a few other sensors which are in different parts of Microsoft, and one of them is really going haywire. But what you're really seeing is this average temperature line, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do I compute this? For this, I use a service called Azure Stream Analytics. Azure Stream Analytics is a fully managed stream processing solution, CP solution, right? And with this, I can bring in all my sensor data, and I can write that logic in order to be able to compute this average.
Mm-hmm.
So let me show you how easy this logic is.
All right.
I will go to my Azure portal, and here it is. In a simple SQL-like language, I'm basically saying select average temperature from device's input. Device's input is the alias to the event hub that this Raspberry Pi is sending the live sensor data to.
Okay.
And I want to group this by a tumbling window of 20 seconds. So what this means is every 20 seconds, I want to get an output of what is the average temperature across all the sensors of this building. If you wanted to do that.
Is that happening every 20 seconds, or is it happening every second as the window moves?
Great question. So there are multiple kinds of windows. So there is something called a tumbling window, which happens every 20 seconds. I can do something called a hopping window. What this is, I can say every 20 seconds with a hop of 1 second, right?
Ah.
So it actually computes what it is. The next second, it'll compute the previous 20 seconds. There's another window that we have, which is called the sliding window. This happens whenever an event occurs. Then behind from that event, so 20 seconds, from that 20 seconds, what are the events?
I see. So if you did a hopping window and events aren't showing up, you'd have some blank areas, but the average would occur over that.
Exactly, over that previous window that you have set up.
So tumbling is one after the other,
exactly.
Hopping by a specific thing, and sliding versus the last received message.
Last received message behind from that. And actually, sliding window is used a lot in scenarios like, I want to find some patterns, right? Or lack of patterns in my sensor events and things like that. Hope this makes sense.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But let me actually show you something else. Right?
I'm particularly impressed by the fact that you said it's a SQL-like language. And what's interesting about that is that kind of we're all born knowing SQL. You know, you come right out of the womb immediately, select star from food or whatever. We know SQL. But when you think stream analytics, you don't think SQL.
That's a great point that you're making. So Stream Insight is also part of our team. And there are things like Storm and Spark, which are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We actually did a compete against other platforms.
Things an analysis which took, of
yeah, analysis
products.
Of, like, it's all about developer productivity, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The same thing takes, depending on the scenario, around 1,900 lines of codes in other platform. And the reason is because you have to really think the kind of developer you need, how you have to write the logic that I have to get these events. How do I actually build resiliency into this? Behind this, the things which are happening are things like we have checkpointing, which is built into the system. So if you had a 1-hour window and something fails, you recover immediately. Mm-hmm. We have things which are built for IoT, which I'll also talk about a little later mm-hmm. in this talk, for things like how do I manage network latency and other stuff. So I'm showing you how to compute this average, showing it on a dashboard. But now let's make it a little more interesting. Because technically, when an issue happens, what you want to really do is I want to get alerts on top of it, right? Mm-hmm. So now I'm going to ask you to just cover this particular.
Cover it up with my hand, make it in the dark?
Yep.
So it's nighttime in the weather world.
Exactly.
Now. Oh, wow. So
you saw how this light sensor just dropped. And this light sensor is going, it is dropping for some time, as well as you see this red dot which just occurred.
Hmm.
So let me tell you what this red dot is.
Oh, is that an event, an alert of some kind?
Exactly.
Ah.
So this alert, and the logic which I want to use is if less than 0.02 lumens have come in the last 5 seconds, then I want to give an alert. I'm from India, I know if flickering of lights happen, I just don't want the alert to come when the light flickers. I actually want a logic. So let me show you how that logic is against that same data which is coming from this Raspberry Pi to the event mm-hmm. hub. In order to do that, I have another job that I have set up, and that job is called light sensor. And I just want to show you a few of these jobs to give you that essence of how to do this. This light sensor job, which I am clicking on right now, is going to have the logic that if no light has come in this 5-second window, and in this case, I'm actually going to use a sliding window that we talked about.
Right.
Here, I want to get an alert which says light sensor. DSPL is actually the name of this device.
Okay.
The light is turned off is the message. And this is the time that I want to show on the alert. I want to group this by a sliding window this time
mm-hmm.
and group it by each of these devices. So if you were doing this building monitoring and you had light sensors in the rooms, you could actually get an alert per light sensor. Which room do you not have light in?
I see. So you could do the light has gone down by an average, or you can do it on an individual basis.
Exactly. That's what the group by actually allows us to do. And then having average light of 0.02, where at least one reading has come in. It's that simple.
So that's the test, that's the query. What indicates the alert, like the
great. The fact that the alert happens.
Yes, the fact.
So when this happens, what we do is you can output this result to a bunch of different outputs. In this case, I'm outputting it to an event hub by itself, another event hub. But I could have outputted this to SQL database. I could have outputted this to Blob Store. And there are other things we are adding also like
and
this.
And then from there, plugging in any of the many kind of Lego pieces in Azure, worker roles could pick things up off of queues and do things
exactly.
with them, Twilio, whatever makes you happy.
If I had Notification Hub behind this, I could have got this alert in my iPhone app.
Yeah.
Or any other app, which I'm having.
Very cool.
In this case, I'm just showing all of these alerts just in the bottom of this dashboard, just to make it a little simpler mm-hmm. to show. Similarly, I just want to show you one more logic. I showed you a very simple logic. I also wanted to show you, I can show arbitrarily complex alerts. For example, if I want to do something like the humidity, if the humidity in the last second is 20% greater than the humidity in the previous 5 seconds, I can actually get an alert for that as well. And why I can do that,
I'm trying to make it humid. I don't know how to make it humid. I can spit
coffee.
On it, but
we
otherwise,
need some coffee.
We need coffee.
But what I can do is I can actually take a stream of data which is coming in, mm-hmm. and I can split up that stream into multiple streams and compare it with each other. And that's what I want to show you here. So
oh,
I can
wow.
actually join different streams together, or mm-hmm. I can take a stream, break it into different chunks of time, and join them together and compare it.
Oh, okay.
This is what I wanted to show you with
that's
this arbitrary.
That's interesting. I'm thinking about a temporal join of some kind. Just for a stream, take these two streams, take this time amount, and for a moment in time, for a moment,
yes.
test them.
Exactly. And in this case, actually, I'm saying take the same stream, break it into different chunks.
Oh, wow. And then,
compare these two chunks. So here is one example. I'm saying long average is the stream where I am saying what is the average humidity in a 5-second window. And here I'm using a hopping window because every second I want this last 5 seconds.
Right.
Right. Then, and I'm using another subquery. Subquery is a way of, think about it like temp tables for SQL people, but it's
right.
more like a moving query. I am saying a short average is give me the average humidity every second. Okay. Then I have another query which basically compares the two of these and gives a percentage out of this.
Mm-hmm. The delta between the long and the short average.
Exactly. And I'm doing this as a join statement. So I can do an inner join between these two
mm-hmm.
on that same device where the difference in the date between these two or the time is just 1 second. So every second I'm doing actually a join between these. And any time this is greater than 20%, I just want another alert message. So
and then plug it into an output and go off and do it.
Exactly.
You Very cool.
So hope this makes sense.
Yeah, that's hot.
Since this is interesting, let me show you actually something else, which you can actually go and do this with $25.
All right.
You can set up your own IoT solution.
Let's do it right now.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I am going to show you, sorry, this will be the only slide that I will show you.
Okay, demo.
I have the sensor. You can see it looks the same. The sensor is going to connect through Bluetooth to my laptop, send data to Event Hub, stream analytics, and you can get alerts or get the data in
right.
Power BI.
Whatever output makes you happy.
Exactly. So in order to do this, we are actually releasing code on GitHub, which gives you the gateway, which reads the Bluetooth sensor data, publishes it to Event Hub. We will create this Event Hub, stream analytics, jobs, all of these databases, data sources, everything except the Power BI,
mm-hmm.
because that you have to create by yourself, and then get these alerts.
Okay.
So for that, I just go to...
And you have to make your fonts bigger.
Oh.
Well, what is this thing? I'm going to go ahead and reach over you and look at this
sure.
thing. This looks, it says Texas Instruments, and it's got a sensor of some kind on it.
So this is what is called the sensor tag.
A sensor tag.
So sensor tag is basically a Texas Instruments sensor, BLE sensor, which connects with Bluetooth to my laptop,
okay.
phone, and a bunch
and
of other things.
What is this sensor that in the front of it?
Oh,
there?
Yes. So
is it
this
light or?
This is the humidity, temperature, accelerometer,
oh, really?
Magnetometer.
Oh, my goodness. It's a whole array of sensors.
Exactly. And the new one actually has light and other things as well.
Okay. I got to get that now.
Yeah. So what you're going to get in this GitHub location that I'm going to show you is a partial script. You basically go run this partial script, and it'll create everything else after this. So when you run this partial script, which is setup.ps1, you'll get two modes. Do you want to deploy or delete?
Okay.
I will click on, I'll write deploy. This basically signs me in, and this shows me
so
what
So this is going to make all of the things in Azure, the event hubs and...
stream analytics jobs.
It's telling you which subscription to use.
Exactly. I will choose a subscription, and then it'll actually...
Oh, that's nice.
It actually takes 5 minutes to create everything.
I see. But
so
nicely, you've got a cleanup, so you can go and delete,
exactly.
and it won't cost you anything.
Exactly.
Excellent. Very thoughtful.
In this case, I've already set up things. So
okay.
I have set up the event hub, stream analytics jobs, and all of those stuff.
All right.
And let me show you what that is
yeah,
very
yeah.
fast. So I go here. It'll set up my... Service bus. My service bus is called Sensor Alerts. It creates a couple of event hubs. So one event hub for the input, one for the output, where I can actually have my alerts show up in notification hubs or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing that I will show you is my stream analytics job. And there's something very important about this job, which is slightly different that I want to show you. In this job, it is basically having a query which is doing multiple things in this case. So one thing which I didn't tell you before is I only showed you a single output, but mm-hmm. I can actually have multiple outputs from my job. So I can write multiple rules in my job, and I can actually pipe it, depending on my rule, to different places.
Ah.
So here is what I'm trying to do here. I basically have an alert that I'm setting up whenever the average temperature goes over 75 degrees.
Right.
Let me show you the two outputs that I'll have. I'll have Power BI as an output.
Okay.
And in this Power BI output, I basically have a data set and the table that I wanted to create.
Right.
And I have an event hub as an output. Then in my query, as soon as it loads,
so
what
when
I'm...
When you think about SQL, and this isn't SQL, it's SQL-like.
SQL-like.
You don't think about multiple outputs.
Exactly.
But if you're in here doing analysis already, you might want to go and shuffle out and say, I want some output here and some output there.
Exactly.
It's a great idea.
And a very, very important concept is I want to show my sensor data on a live dashboard,
right,
or I want to archive it, mm-hmm, right? So I can do both of those things, and I want to set alerts on top of it.
Excellent.
So here I'm creating the job, and this is how I basically, this is how simple it is. So I select star, which is all the data which is coming from my event hub. Entry stream is basically the input of this event hub that I've created. Alerts is the job, the subquery above. In one case, I'm saying I want to push it into Power BI. Mm-hmm. Other case, event hub sync. All that happens then is I can go to Power BI.
Okay, so this is, we're going to see the Power BI dashboard.
Yes. And you're actually seeing this.
This is actual live Power BI. People can do this now. They can plug in.
And one of the things I completely forgot to say, I apologize, is how did I actually get the sensor data, right?
You have a little app running, perhaps?
Yes. So I have this Bluetooth sensor which is connected.
All right.
Then I have an app which is also in this GitHub location.
And there's your key. Yeah, I
exactly.
See. All right, let me see. Let me see. Show me my dashboard again here. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I need to get one of these.
Exactly. And all of these things are actually provided to you within the GitHub location, and you can go and do this automatically by yourself.
I can pick that up anywhere.
Exactly. In 10 minutes, you can set this up.
Very, very cool. We're learning all about stream analytics, Power BI, and weather sensors here on Azure Friday.